Hello, hello. Welcome back to Three Core Bond. We have a very special guest. We have a very special show. This is very dear to my heart. Today is going to be super exciting. I'm ecstatic, y'all, from all the information y'all going to learn, from everything that I have in store. Let's just do a small introduction as to who we have in the studio.
Yeah, I keep dreaming, precious on, and not gonna quit, but I keep dreaming. Yeah, I keep dreaming. See, I keep dreaming, eyes open, I'm wide awake, but I keep dreaming. Yeah, I keep dreaming. Said I keep dreaming. Yeah, I keep dreaming. I keep dreaming, eyes open, I'm wide awake, precious on, and not gonna quit.
Amen. That was a small snippet. Amen. For all those who catch the video later, that is the introduction of my brother, who is now in the studio, Poetic Lace.
What's up?
Amen. Before we hear from you, Poetic Lace, we are going to do your introduction, to do your bio. I have a lot to go through. It's a lot about you. Just say hello to make sure I can hear you.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Can everybody hear
Amen.
Me?
Okay. Right. Okay. So, I'm just honored. Poetic Lace with Lisa Young Smith.
Lace Young.
He is a young man who God called while he was dealing with homelessness. Far from perfect, but striving for perfection. Poetic Lace was born in Compton, California, and moved to Jacksonville, Florida, after the murder of his dad. Beating the odds of becoming another statistic, Poetic Lace pressed his way to college using his book smarts and his athleticism. I can't say that word, sorry. This opportunity soon was taken from him after he was accused of a crime he didn't commit. How many of us has that happened to? Not allowing life to smother his fight, Poetic Lace conquered his tribulation and earned both basketball and academic scholarships to Daytona State College. After earning his Associate in Business Management, Poetic Lace then transferred to Florida International University, where he soon dropped out of school to fully give himself to the Lord, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. Now in a full-time man of God, award-winning recording artist, filmmaker, actor, poet, and president of Yahweh Kingdom Forever LLC and Yahweh Kingdom Forever Church Incorporated. His goal is to speak life. His goal is to speak life where people can cling to, where people have clinged to death. The focus is to lead people to God through Yahshua, Jesus Christ, using the entertainment industry as a tool. Poetic Lace, last album, Angle of Incidence, is now available on every digital store. He has so many accomplishments from 2016 to 2022. We're going to have plenty of time to go through some of those accomplishments with him in his own words. And late, after all of that, bruh, can you tell us in your own words more about yourself?
Man, why are you trying to make me cry?
Cry? We haven't even gotten started yet.
Before we get started, I just want to give you some honor. It is great to be on here with you. The things that you guys have been doing with Three Core Bond is amazing. And for me to be asked to be a guest on here, it truly is a blessing to me. So thank you for the privilege and the honor to share my life with you all.
Also, you got trouble hearing you.
Can you hear me now? Check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
No, I think it's your microphone. While we're working on that, I do have someone in the studio who I want to introduce and bring in. They are sisters to you. They have known you far longer than me. Amen. But, you know, sometimes God can catapult a relationship.
Amen.
In his love. So I want to introduce Malumba and Ajanae Dream.
Oh, my God.
Hello, ladies. Introduce yourself as you unmute.
Hallelujah.
Can you
hear me now?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me now?
It's a little low. All right. As Ajanae and Monifa figure.
Okay. There you go.
Say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sister Angel. Hi, Lace.
What's up? Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Okay. I'm sorry, Lace. One more introduction, bruh. We have somebody else in the studio who wants to say some words to you before we get into your story. He is very passionate about your relationship with him. From just a thought in his head, just a beat that he made up. You transform a mind thought into a visual, into a 3K view video. And he in the studio now to let everybody know just how magnificent my brother Poetic Lace is, the artist.
Hey, man, at the end of the day, brother. Hey, she asked me, she said, I'm about to do a thing on Lace. I said, you know, I got to slide through like a drive-thru to get my brother his brother before we go ahead and get him out of your man. Hey, check it out like a library book, y'all. My brother came through, man. He said, look, bro, check this out, brother, Reverend. I hate the beat. I said, you hate the beat? What you mean you hate the beat? He said, man, look, you send me the stems, brother. I sent him over the stems from the original producer. He chopped and screwed, mixed and mastered that thing, came out, polished it, made an A1. We all got on that track, man. He filmed the visual. And I ain't gonna lie, this is a very, very patient brother. Because look, we all out there, we laughing and stuff like that. This brother out there just being patient, like the man of God that he is. Sweating, like R. Kelly on the playground. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that brother got the job done, man. And I love him for it. At the end of the day, you are part of my legacy, brother. And I just want to always do a song with you after I looked at your great body of work. I said, this brother is really dedicated to his craft. He really is dedicated to the point to where he will put himself out there for the next person. And I ain't gonna tell you the third price. He gave me, but that brother charges a lot. You know what I'm saying? But for me, he just said, look, go ahead, brother. I'm doing this for the purpose, for the mission of God, because he sees, he believes something in me. So I have to say thank you, brother, from the bottom of my heart. You always be able, you have been the spread to my heart always, truly, to the day we die, brother. We're going to be like this.
Sister Angel, real quick. There's an echo. Is there any way you can close that out? It's probably you have it on multiple platforms like on YouTube and Facebook, but there's an echo whenever you speak.
And you're muted.
Do you still hear the echo?
Not really. Not so much now.
It's better now.
Okay. We are having some technical difficulties. I'm not going to let that stop this show. Amen. For the viewers that are that have tuned in, we just went through a tribute from my brother Raven of Prayer Closet, amen, at 3K views to the production of Poetic Lace. Now we have touched on the production side of Poetic Lace. We have touched on the past Poetic Lace, through all the hardships, through all the troubles, through all the ups and downs, amen, that Poetic Lace has been on He not only did this as a young man, he had the support of somebody that I gotta bring in the studio, y'all. I gotta bring in the studio his beautiful wife. Tell us, sis, what was it like supporting this man of God who has triumphed so many different ups and downs? And tell us about it.
Well, thank you for having the angel. And thank you, brother, in here as we acknowledge the man of God, our Rome, aka Poetic, aka for years, it's a beautiful in with him, growing with him, meshing with him, supporting him, pushing him, encouraging him, and learning him. So, Sister Angel, I have some things I wrote down that I'm going to be able to share. Okay, thank you. I understand. So I'm going to try to Poetic Lace, my husband. My dearest, your dedication, determination, and devotion is always been inspiring to me. From 7 years to nearly 12 of living accordance with it, I've seen you spread yourself over and over and over again to the will of Yah. Going back to college and abandoning the logical and stepping out grow in your gut, given gift. I've been proud of you. The gift God has given has granted you the ability to share the gospel of Christ, Yeshua, through song, through video, through human body, performances. Your heart is always and has always been for God. I remember seeing the Word of God at church, at community, parks, public venue. You show up as the guest, but right after you always help break down equipment, put away the tables, put away the chairs, sweep the floors. I will be waiting. And you would start. And I never understood why you didn't show up and show out and leave. You always said, I'm right where I need to be doing my Father's both on stage, off. I thank you for that. I remember the first read to me. You exposed the harsh reality of racism that we've taken as tradition for us. You shared the truth of Easter, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and I wanted to tell the world about this poem and about this amazing lyricist that made everything crystal clear to me, but I could never do it like I remember when your music video, you would charge $300 and a refrigerator full of growth by the EBT call. That just goes back to show you how far we've come. We ain't $300 no more, baby. You've helped build people. You helped mold people. You've encouraged brothers to find their relationship with Jesus. Keep it. You've placed brothers and sisters in skits, dramas, movies, and music videos, taught them how to express their love for Jesus, the visual way, to the glory of God. I thank you for being an example. You would see videos and movies, and you would always say, we could do better for God. God deserved the quality, don't he? The best production.
and you took it under your wing and created your own. Because everything you do for God, you give a thousand. Going back to Westside Hall, your first ever album, Can We Get Away? My first video, I sucked. But you coached me through every way. My favorite song, Diamonds on My Neck. Thank you. Assassination. Your growth led you all the way through All Eyes on You. He's Coming Back. Rise. Don't Cry With Me. Money Ain't King. Flowers. Emmanuel. I'm so thankful for you. The man of God you are. Tremendously proud and forever grateful. Because I see you on at night and in the morning. Giving God all glory. I see you listening. I see you pouring out to the Father. Seeking his wisdom, seeking his instruction on your life, our life. You continue to lead, mold, and guide. Poetic Lace, we love you. We celebrate you. And we honor you this day, man of God, because you serve our Father. And you lay out a beautiful for so many men to know it's possible to live for Jesus. And to set the bar high and keep it high, both on and off camera. So we honor you, brother. Poetic Lace. You are and have been my favorite lyricist, artist. You taught me how to write music, listen to music. You taught me how to shoot video and edit. Thank you, husband, aka my poet, our poetic, God's poetic Lace.
Thank you, Queen.
My God. I don't even know if I can come back after that. That was so beautiful, White. That was so beautiful, Lizola. The power couple that you all are, the example that y'all have set, it warms my heart. That was beautiful, May. This is recorded for the ears to go back and use it as an example, a bar. So for all us that don't got a husband, if we can't talk about him like this, please calm down, man. Thank you, man. We got one more person that we're bringing into the studio. Nobody's leaving, but this your bro. Amen. Y'all been rocking for a while. It looks like we not ready on that end. But I want to keep you uplifted. I want to keep you surrounded with love and support and let you know that everybody who spoke before this moment has your heart in a capsule. And Jesus, we know, is the Father who is the orchestrator of all of this. But we just want to show you that we see the God working through you. Amen. We want to show you that it can't be no other power behind the beautiful person, the beautiful artist, the art, the pain, the overcoming, the suffering, the joy, the happiness, the fairy tale image that we admire. And I know it ain't a fairy tale. It's real life. You just do it well. Amen. So now we are getting into the portion Well, we can hear from you, brother. And by the way, the web page that is under my picture is where you can go and see his bio, all of his music, where to buy it, merchandise, as well as read his story yourself. All right, Brother Lakes, it's your turn.
Wow, wow. Can you hear me? Am I hurt?
I can hear you.
That caught me off guard. I'm truly caught off guard for multiple reasons. On one aspect, I came to give. You come to share whatever the Lord downloads and wants to do with me as I speak to you all. That was the mindset. But to receive in such a timely matter, I'm learning how there's never truly a wrong time to give flowers. No matter how you see a person, you don't know the private, emotional, mental, physical warfares that they may be dealing with. And when you give flowers in that moment, you don't know how much gasoline you throw back into their fire. So that was, it was so timely. Even to hear my wife, I forgot a lot of those things. Yo, I would get booked for events and I would show up, do the event and stay. I'll help break down, walk people to the cars, like doing all of those things. Like you don't, a paid artist don't do that. An artist doesn't do that. And I forgot. Like that's been my routine to serve on and off stage to help build. Like the things that she mentioned is like, that was food for my soul in that moment as well. That's God's grace to have that kind of mindset through this journey. So I gotta recalibrate for a second. And then to hear from Raven, and I don't know what Monifa and Ajanae was about to say, but just to see that, to have a selfless desire to want to communicate to me and just to share my impact in their lives. Man, that's priceless. That's priceless. I need it. So I thank you. I thank you, Sis Angel, just for even, I don't know what you did. I don't know what happened behind the scenes. I know it wasn't the easiest journey, but you did it. And so I appreciate, and I'm extremely thankful.
Amen. We ready to bring your next special guest into the studio, along with Ajanae and Monifa. We are bringing in somebody else who you've been rocking with for a minute. Amen. And as he enters the studio, along with Monifa and Ajanae, amen, we will prepare to hear the charisma of a dear brother, a comrade, amen, somebody who has lyrically battled with you on coming up with, you know, I could witness it from the last song that we did. The battle between the two of you on the lyricist's abilities show through the song. And so I know that he is, you know, somewhat of a very special friend to you. I want to let him tell you all about it. And I want to learn too. Amen. So I welcome to you to the studio, Jim, the artist. Amen. As the artist.
And all y'all
can. And I'll be quiet. Secret. What's up, Jim?
Pastor. If it wasn't for you, Pastor, I don't know where I'll be. No, man. Hey, you know what it is, bruh. You the what you call yourself, the battery pack, the jumper cables. Nah, man, Sis Angel and these introductions, man, I don't know what to do. She awesome, but you already know what it is, bro. I love you, dog. We've been rocking for over 10 years, and I've seen, of course, you knew who I was talking about in the Bible study. You're one of the disciplined brothers, I always told that, too. So they can hate now, it don't matter. yeah, man, I've always seen you consistent over the years, man. If it was something that you needed to learn, bro, you didn't hesitate to go learn it. And that's an attribute that I've think I picked up from you. Like, you know, not always picking up the phone, ask somebody how to do something, but just getting it. And that's like an amazing characteristic to have as a man of God. You know what I'm saying? It's like you are the trailblazer a lot of times for a lot of stuff. And it's, you know, misunderstood a lot of times, your heart and when you're doing it, because God is calling you into a certain fight. And people don't understand it, because when you learn the ability, you're going to take it to another level. And we could see from over the years all the work that you put in, the body of work, the stuff you did for clients, stuff like that, like the realness of like you taking like what God tell you serious. From being homeless, leaving college, everything, your whole story. Like, I never seen you at once falter or fall back into the system of thinking. And I think those are great attributes. You know what I'm saying? So keep those characteristics, because they're speaking loud in other people's lives. You know what I'm saying? So stay that way. You know what I'm saying? Stay selfless. A man of God who is committed to his household. You know what I'm saying? Upholding Yahweh's kingdom forever. So yeah, man, I there's a lot of things I've gleaned from you. You're a big reason that Be Strong and Courageous is where it's at. You know, you've given me so much counsel, advice, and things like that. So I'm done, man, doing all this beating you up, though, bro. I ain't doing this no more. That's enough.
Yes, sir.
Nah, but you already know what it is, dog. We rolling, bro. We rocking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm done, Sister Angel. I don't got a poem.
Amen. Zola. That was awesome. That was awesome. It was exquisitely said, as I knew it would be. You bring a tone of kindness. You know what I'm saying? You bring a tone of the next segment. And so now we was a little hype. I was a little hype. But let's get to the meat of things. Let's get to the meat of who the artist Poetic Lacey is, where you see yourself going in the next 5 to 10 years. How this family, I see you Facebook family. I see you Kingdom family. Kingdom family behind you. We want to know how we can help you, how we can become part of your incorporation. Amen. To take it wherever you would like it to go. We got planners, we got advisors, we got financial advisors, we got everybody in this family, and we want to see you get to the pinnacle of where you have pushed us. And just to let everybody know, this is my little moment right now. And Monifa, be ready. We got you, Ajanae. I don't take for granted information. I've never been the kind of person who ever really wanted a handout, or, you know what I'm saying? I've always taken things as a hand up. Amen. I spent, 35 to 45 minutes on the phone call. In person, I sat with you, and I see the passion and what you want to see happen in my life. And I took it to heart, because people don't have to tell you stuff. People charge you for information. That's why it's a library. That's why it's bookstore, because they charge you to give you info. Information that could take you to catapult you to the next level in life. And when you got a friend to share that kind of information with you, to look into your face and tell you, I believe in you. Amen. You that kind of friend. You believed in me. You believed in this mission. You believed in this vision. Amen. And you had a platform for me to start on. And then said, I believe in you that you're going to do what it takes. Amen. I'm proud to say that it's because of your instruction. It's because of your confidence in who I could be. that the three core bond has went through a lot of changes, but because I don't want to disappoint the teacher, I don't want to disappoint the instructor, I'm hanging in there. Amen. And after I read your bio, what else can I do? How in the world could I give up? Amen. So, Brother Lace, I am like elated to be considered a friend of yours. The family, we got so many messages, and I gotta go through some of them. Michael is in the house. Joe is in the house. You know, Tamika is YK forever. We got so many messages. They are all in tribute to you. They are all got your back and support. And we love you to life. Amen. So, okay. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your story and your version. And tell us how in the next 5 to 10 years, what you see, how we could be a part of it, how we can mature in a way that we're usable, not just by, we want to be usable by God, but we want to be part of something that is moving us closer to God in a relationship. And what, help us out, bro. What are we doing for the next 5 to 10 years now that we on the team? Amen.
Oh, man. just not the professional wind right out of me. Just knocked it right out of me. I appreciate it. I love y'all, and I thank y'all. So timely. Like, I can't. It's like y'all was sitting, like, in my private space. Man. Oh, wow. All right. Let's bring it back. So, Lace Aron Smith, Poetic Lace. There are four spaces that I see that we've been working, that will be continued to work until death, unless the Lord say otherwise. So we have the film aspect. You know, we coming. Like, my wife, wow. My wife spoke on something that I've said privately, like, we should have the best quality. We have the best stories. We have the best ideas. We have the most talented. We don't need to yoke ourselves to the world, to the system. We don't have to bow down to nothing, no industry. Like, we got our own. And just by faith, like, I didn't go to school for film, for music, for entertainment. I just heard, yeah. So taking up that space of film, movies, music videos, commercials, like all of that, growing that aspect. Script writing, you know, all those play a role in it. And then, of course, music, like, that's the thing. I heard a phrase, it's an old saying that if you want to know the state of a generation, listen to their music. So instead of complaining about it, the idea is to hear God and write songs and create and to live and give experiences and show the way through music, through poetry. Like, take up that space versus complaining about it. And it doesn't matter how much of the space we take up, as long as we're taking it up. Like, we are designed, like, people are like, it's water, right? And as water, people change or they flow or fit to whatever's going on. But I like to think of us like similar to like a tea bag. Like, you dip us in the water, we change in the water. We're changing things. So music, then you have the aspect of clothing, like everything that we rock. We rock what we believe. We wear it on our chest. Man, the origin of where the clothing came from, man, we believe on that. We stand on that. And so if there's clothing lines and fashion that we don't believe in, then we ain't rocking it. So, of course, for us, man, it's YKF. Like, we're rocking apparel, gear. And YKF is, to be honest with you, that's everyone. Like, everybody can be in Yah's kingdom forever if they desire it. That's something you can wear on our chest. I just so happen to be the human being who's dedicated my, what you would call a secular career. I dedicated my secular career, my faith career, my private life, my family life. I dedicated all that to Yah. And so it's branded that. That's it. So the way I talk to you all is how I talk to clients, how I talk on stage, off stage, behind scenes. music, film, everything, because everything belongs to him. And then the most important corner, man, that's the word, like sharing the word in the unique way that you can do it. So Bible studies, obviously, outreaches, having outreaches, or even home gatherings, linking up with brothers and sisters. It can be one-on-one conference calls, mentorship, discipleship, or straight out Bible study. So those are the four things that I see constantly moving forward in some capacity. Some may get more light than others, which is cool. However, that's the direction. I'll say this without sounding arrogant. It's not that I got this five-year plan. To be honest with you, my plan is y'all. I didn't have a five-year plan when I dropped out of college. I didn't expect to be in a movie or go on a national tour. I didn't expect none of these things. I was just like, man, I'm going to follow y'all. I'm going to drop out, and I'm going to give every bit of me to him. No more distraction. No more being pulled and holding on to man's philosophies and traditions. Like, no, I'm 10 toes down. Everything I say, I stand on that. That's what I'm about. That's what I am. And you can look at my private life and see it, and you can look at my public life and see it. So that was the mentality. So I haven't let go of that. So here we are today as I look at the things that God has resourced me with to be better than I was a year ago. I expect even more. I expect more responsibility. To whom much is given, much is required. So I know there's going to be a demand from me, a higher selflessness demand from me, more obstacles and challenges, more reasons to love, to be gracious, more people to help, more people and things to conquer for the kingdom. It's going to be more of that. So that's my expectation on a day-to-day basis. I may make plans, but the Lord guides my steps. And so that's what I lean on to. We got some beautiful things in the work that I can't necessarily share at this moment, but by the grace of God, man, those four corners are getting taken up greatly. So that's what we stand on. That's where we at.
Amen. I'm excited about it. Give me 1 second. This is a journey. And like I said, we own the journey with you, with the direction of God. I'm rocking with you as long as Yahshua, Jesus Christ, is at the foremost, at the front of the conversation. And I know for a matter of fact that that's going to be the case. But I got some questions, really. No school? Can y'all please go through these videos and no schooling?
No.
The professionalism, the editing. Come on.
So let me tell y'all. So everything started when I moved back to Jacksonville from Miami after being homeless and accepting my calling. I linked up with a brother y'all know, Jim's the artist. We met at a radio station. And when we were at this radio station, we clicked, but just clicked because we're in the body. But he hits me up the next day, and he's kind of just telling me, like, some of the things that he wants to do. So we meet up in person. And bro just was selfless. So he shot my very first music video. We had, like, a $200 camera. Both of us living by faith. And we was like, let's do it. And he wasn't thinking, like, I'm going to charge you or nothing like that. It's like, nah, I believe in you. I hear you. So we shot my first video, and I'm like, that gave me all the energy to be like, all right, I can do this. I can do this myself. And the reason why I came to that, because as bro would tell you, I'm the type of person to like, hey bro, can we do this? And then if he responds like, nah, I got to do this. So that means I got to put my calling on hold. And so when I realized like, oh man, something that God has called me to do is attached to another man, or attached to money, or attached to a circumstance, I get internally frustrated because I will not stand before God and say, I would have done everything you called me to do, but I didn't because I ain't had the money, or I was waiting on such and such, or there was a whole pandemic that prevented me from moving forward. Like, I refuse to stand before God with any of those kind of, with that kind of vocabulary. So I asked him what kind of camera he got. I scraped up $200. And I went and bought the same camera. and just tried to start shooting myself, really started shooting myself. And it actually blossomed to the point where it got attention of this filmmaker, which is one of the best in the game at the time. He said he saw God in me and he wanted to take me under his wings. So what people don't know is I served this man, Will Thomas, one of the biggest filmmakers in the industry. I served this man for free for a whole year. And I'm talking about, like, we would go to shoots. He'll have me to hold the expensive camera. I would voluntarily grab water from him. I'm traveling with him. And that's how I met so many of the Lecraes, the Flames, Annie Minios and stuff like that. Because on one side, I'm an artist behind the camera. I mean, in front of the camera, I'm an artist. But behind the camera, I'm serving a filmmaker. And I'm like, one time, this is where you get some of my sternness from. So one time he asked me, he's like, I want you to change the color of everything in this video. And so I'm like, all right. So for about like 30 minutes to an hour, I'm trying to figure out how to edit and color it. No teaching. He walks back in the room and is like, I said, bro, I can't. I'm trying, bro, but I just haven't figured it out. I don't know what to do. And he said, oh, you weren't going to get it. This is going to take some plugin that you got to pay for. And I'm like, bro, you just ate up all my time. He's like, but at least you did it and you learned. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's what gave me the mindset to like, man, I can figure it out. I can do it. This is the money. This is the value right here, is the time that I dedicate towards what I want to achieve. So after a whole year of serving this man ruthlessly, as he is, he was so proud of me to where he bought my first like tower. He bought a tower, he built it. And then somebody out the blue randomly bought me a camera. They spent $5,000 on me. And I was like, it was like components. No, they spent $1,000 on me, excuse me. Components came together. So then I started shooting, but I was shooting myself. Other people started seeing it and it was like, they wanted it. So then another guy pops up, he hits me up and he's like, he wanted to get into film. So he ends up buying my camera from me and he buys a new camera. Well, I give him my camera and he buys a brand new camera. So he spends $5,000. And then that's when I realized even further, like, man, look how people were so quick to invest into me basically just by seeing what I'm doing. And obviously then I took it to another level by investing 3 times that, even more on me as the journey went. So I ended up learning the skill set by being thrown into the fire. I'll get nuggets every now and then about how I should have did it better or what I could do. But I was left to make mistakes, to grow, to fight through it, to persevere. And watch. So my wife, she even brought up, like, when we watch movies, like, I'm looking for the message. What is God saying? I'm looking at the style they shot it, how they put it together, everything. When it comes to music, I'm listening to the melodies, the harmonies. And then I understand the mindset of people who are in the limelight, whether it be really bright or really low, like them, regardless, I understand the pressure. So that gives another level of empathy. So you won't hear me as the type of person to say, oh man, this person is doing this, they must be Illuminati, they must be the devil. When I understand the pressure of contracts, the pressure of life, I live by faith for so long to where I get the temptation of wanting an out. However, I do at the same time understand that what we're faced with every day is telling God that we want a king that ain't him. And that's not my goal whatsoever. So these are the components that developed me. And I would say that's the best education. That's the best schooling that anyone could get, which is the experience or walking by faith, not by sight. Amen. And allowing resources to chase you down. Understanding that as I seek God and his kingdom first, everything according to his riches, his glory, his honor, his will, his righteousness will be added to me for the success of expanding his kingdom. Being found as a worthy manager. Like, you can ask anyone that's super close to me. One of the things I hold tight to is how we get this parable of 3 different individuals who are given money, talent, or a resource to invest and flip. So you got one, man, they flipped it. They got 10, they got way more out of the deal. And you got someone who's second in place, but he still flipped and then got more out the deal. And the last person, they buried it. Though they didn't lose anything, the issue was they didn't gain anything.
Didn't gain.
So you buried it, but you could have put it in a bank. You could have got interest. So now you're talking about a king who expects us to understand how the game is played. So there are risks that we don't have to take necessarily, but at least if I understand, okay, what's the loss? What's the gain? What's the profit? How does my king benefit from this? man, that's a W when I talk to him versus saying, oh, I know you shrewd and you reap where you don't sow, so I ain't want to lose. And he's going to throw me gnashing and wailing of teeth straight in the fire. So all of these things is taken straight to my bosom. So in this information era that we live in, there's no way in the world I could tell God I ain't know how to do it.
Amen.
I ain't telling no client. I ain't telling no mentee. No one that's trusting me with their life or their future. I'm not telling you I don't know. Like, without giving a suggestion on, well, how can we figure this out? Something that Jims and I talk about often is like, man, it's changing how we see the game. Like, you got a group of people that say, oh, man, I don't know how we're going to do this. What are we going to do? And then you have another group of people saying, well, how can we do this? What is the way that we can accomplish this goal? So this is why y'all get this fierce 10 toes down attitude from me when it comes to God. Because my king ain't never accept that answer from me. I can't. Nah, bro. I've given you much, so much is required. Figure it out.
That's
or
it.
Be humble enough to bow to me and ask me what it is. And wait for my response. Either way, there's something I got to do.
Amen. And can we do all things through Christ Jesus?
According
who
to
gives
his will.
Us strength?
According to his will.
Amen. Welcome back to the studio, Monifa and Ajane.
What's up?
Hello, sisters. I know y'all been rocking with us for a minute. Can y'all continue the party a little bit?
We're continuing the party.
Yeah, continuing the party.
You have to translate that for Monifa.
Me too.
Hi, Brother Lace.
Hello, Sister First Lady to Jims.
I knew you were gonna miss it.
I'm here.
So is it my turn, Sister Angel, to
yes, ma'am.
Speak, give Brother Lace his flowers.
Amen.
Well, what do you give men? Poems. I'm not gonna let Sister Zola live that one down. That was the most beautiful poem I've heard in real life. Felt like I was at y'all wedding.
Yeah.
But I will say, just reflecting on the friendship that I've observed between Brother Lace and my husband, and really just his consistency and support of the Bible studies. You know, Brother Lace comes over here consistently on a weekly basis to support Brother JD, and I really think that's a true friend. You know, he shows up, he doesn't ask for anything, he doesn't complain, he is just committed, and he really has a lot of traits that I've been trying to take on each week. You know, every week he comes, he has the same great attitude. He has not changed. He's not shifted. He's not in a different mood, you know. And so as a woman, I've been trying to be like that, you know, and approach him the same way when he comes. You know, every week I'm like, hi, Brother Lace. You know, make sure my attitude is consistent and the same, because one time I was in a bad mood, and as he was leaving, he was like, oh, you got a tube today. And I never forgot, because I was like, oh, that was obvious. You know, got to brush up. But I think it's good to have people in our lives who will help keep us in check and let us know, hey, you're missing the mark, you know. And another thing too, he reminds me of, you know, he's like, that's not a 144 attitude. You know, he says that all the time. And I'm like, man, I know I shouldn't have put that out there. But I really just admire his, like I said, his consistency. He's always helpful. And I really, really do love the fact that he is a man of God, family first. And he can always be relied upon. And it's just great to have honest, God-fearing people, true people of God with no ill intentions, you know, in your midst. So that's all I have to say, but thank you, Brother Lace, for everything and for your genuinity and your 100% friendship.
Thank you, too, right?
Amen. I just want to highlight a comment from our sister, Michael. She said, Holy Spirit is flowing. I'm thankful for the leaders in this group. I'm learning things constantly and applying it. Not taking this lightly. Y'all are light sent from God. I'd be bragging about Michael. Amen. That's your name whenever you're ready.
So I'm over here sitting. I was like, what can I say to articulate well, not to seem jumbled? inside joke. But I remember when I first met Lace, me and Zoe started off as co-workers. We was working as teacher, and it was her birthday, and I met him for the first time when we went to the escape game. And I just knew him as Mrs. Smith's husband, you know. And then the next year, that's when they you know, I was like, hey, I want to come for Bible study, and she welcomed me to their home. That's when I met him. And now I can call him my brother Lace. I have gained friendships over the years. I have gained sisters over the years, but I have also gained a brother amongst others. And I love the fact that I can call him a brother, a true brother indeed. Actually, I have learned a lot from him and still is. As a teacher, you're a counselor, you're everything. You're like the second mom. And so some things that he's taught me to be quick to listen and be slow to speak and slow to get anger. So I use that because even if I come to him for any advice or counsel or anything, I notice that he always takes his time to he's listening, he's always speaking and allowing him to be guided or led by the Holy Spirit. So I took that that trait, and I'm still perfecting it, but I learned from that, and I always remember how he talks to me because I love the fact that he takes the time to speak with me in that manner. So I do that with others. And so it's like now I don't be so quick to give advice. I was like, okay, and I'm listening. And I know that that's something that he also does. He takes it in, and he digests, and then he speaks. And I love him for that. His character never changes, never. No matter who it is, where we are, whether it's, you know, home in his house or if we're in public, it never changes. And for me to have a brother that never changes, his character, his tone, the way he speaks, it's just, I have no word to describe. However, I am glad to even know him. I'm so serious. Like, I'm trying everything, like these lashes, I don't know how they're hanging on, but I'm about to cry though. But it's just, I'm just happy that I've even met you, you know what I'm saying? So it's like beautiful family, you know, and it's just I love you, you know what I'm saying? And I don't tell you that at all, but I do.
At all,
you know? Yeah. But I do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can be upset with him, but
yeah.
I can't carry it on, you know what I'm saying?
Zola,
and it's not even that, but his character, like the way he is, I can't even be mad with him, you know. So I'm just happy, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're so talented, you already know these things, and I'm just like, wow, you know. And I have a project I'm working on, and I'm just like, what you're speaking about, how you took it upon yourself to like read about it, do your research. And I was like, you know what, let me do the same. You know what I'm saying? So I actually look up to you. I have an older sibling, but I'm like, not just you, but because the focus is on you, but you are an older sibling to me. You know, I didn't tell you that either, but I'm telling you now. But, you know, I'm just grateful for you to be an addition of my family, like in my heart, you know? So, yeah. Wow. There was a lot for me to say, so yeah.
Wow, man, sis, man, I'm truly blessed. Like my soul is being fed. I'm smiling. Y'all made me cry on camera. Wow. You know, I was waiting on the joke, my feelings are valid joke from you.
I wasn't going to say that.
I tried to hold back. I was like, you are not getting an apology.
I was waiting on the jab, but man, I appreciate y'all. Monique trying to start something.
And if I may, like, about that. So I, No, because I remember I was sharing this with a sister and I was, she was saying that she was going to apologize to someone, but I remember that experience that we had and I was sharing with them. I was saying, well, we don't want to form anything to apologize to a person for, because in reality, we'll be lying if we're trying to apologize just to have them, you know, feel better. And not only that, we don't want to hinder them thinking that they need an apology for something. And I remember that because I'm like, what are you apologizing for? And they're going to be looking in the future. They're going to be looking for apologies from everyone else. And I'm like, well, we can't do that. And our things that we encounter, I remember that. And it's just like, you stand for it on there to the point, like, I learned from it. You do that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow. I've learned from those different, those brief discussions or experiences that we've had shared. And I'm just like, I learned from those and I share it with others as well. So I'm just like, you teach me in a way that you don't even know. And I came and put in words. So.
Such a beautiful man.
Wow. Praise God. Wow. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank y'all so much for sharing. Wow.
This has been a beautiful time in God. This has been a beautiful time in family and togetherness and coming together. I almost feel like this is like an on live family reunion. We definitely giving you your flowers today, but it's not because you didn't earn it. We just highlighting some things that you do. That we admire. And we just want to let you know that you set a bar. You set an atmosphere for all of us to, you know, it's kind of like somebody said earlier in Bible study, it was Marcus. He said, if I put on a suit and tie, my son want to put on a suit and tie. So that's the atmosphere that you set. You put on professionalism, you put on artistry, you put on business, you put on professionalism. You put it on in such a way that everybody sit up straight around you. Cause they like, he bringing it. He got it. He doing it. And so, bro, this is nothing. This is just the beginning. And so this is just like you said, with the fire and the gas, and this just giving you a little more air, a little more support. And I still haven't heard how we can help. You know, it's the people in the background who want to be a part of it, want to be at the next level that you go into. So we want to hear how we can, you know, be a part of it. You don't have to tell us today. Once things get figured out, once things are clear, amen. I love my smiling sisters over there. We got Ajanae, Monifa, my mother, sister, your wife, your lover. Woo! That poem she gave us. That story she gave us is, you know, it, we could do a biopic on you with your wife producing it. Amen. It will be a love story. Amen. Black love is real. So I honor you on today. On our outro, we're going to go back to the thank you tribute video. I ask that you log in later so you can see my efforts, amen, on what I didn't know how to do, but I read about it. I watched YouTube. I was like, I got to do something special for my bro. So I hope that you like it.
Any last words from anybody as we move into a, you know, the end of our segment?
Well, I guess I will answer your question. You have no clue. You have no clue. Like, the things you're bringing up, the things that you're saying, some of the dialogue my wife and I have had. I'll share this real quick. I'm not going to be long. So Thursday before Bible study, I was at a school. I was brought into a school to speak to the students, put on a show, a concert for them, and to speak to the students in the midst, because that's just how we rock. And the Lord spoke to me in the middle of my set and told me to stop the music and pray for them. So it's like 50 students, they come up for prayer. I said, is anybody, I need prayer in here? Like, let's get dirty. And these students come up. And so one by one, God has given me word for each student. One by one. I wasn't going to share this with anyone. Well, my wife knows. I'm talking to these students. So afterwards, the last people that came up was the principal and his wife. And they went to share with me on how the enemy is attacking the school and trying to shut it down or whatever. And I tell them, I was like, nah, we're not finna get the enemy that. We're finna thank God for transitions, whatever that looks like. And so he shares with me, well, I don't know the next 5 to 10 years. I don't have a plan. Like, if this closes, this is it. And I was like, where's your faith at? So he put his head down, he smiled. And I went to share with him. I said, you know, through this journey, one of my struggles has been, because I'm so used to, like, I have to persevere to a fault. I've built things around me to where I can be self-sufficient. So when the opportunity comes for allocation, I don't know how to allocate it. I don't know how to say, well, yeah, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, because I got so used to nothing will hinder the progression. But like I said, it's to a fault. Literally just had this conversation. And then last night, my wife and I was talking about it. And I said, the truth is, like, I haven't asked anyone. And I don't even know what to say. So here we are at this point. Here we are at this point where when you ask, how can others join this next phase? Because it's huge. And the time you're asking me, like, because y'all don't even know the phone call. My wife will tell you this huge phone call that we got from LA right before I get on. So it's like, man, we got to prepare. We got to prep for this. So I'm asking, I guess, and to answer that question, message me what the Lord has shown you, or what you know that you can do that can be assistance in this. Because it's one thing I can say, yeah, and then people move from the emotional aspect or just try to fit in. But it's another thing when I know your strength and I can effectively place you in position to where we can really do this. So, and then you messaging me lets me know that you took it upon yourself versus me like saying, yeah, and then you feel obligated. Because y'all know I'm big. It ain't mandatory. Do it out of the cheerful joy of your heart versus you feeling obligated. Because that's when passion is truly birthed. I did everything out of passion because of joy and cheerfulness unto the Lord. I want that back too when it comes to working alongside of me to honor the Lord. So I think that's the way to answer that question.
Okay, first of all, you just gave me so much. So one thing I want to say is that before I even saw your face and I heard your voice, I used to be like, they must be famous. Like, the spirit just was like, they're famous and they don't want to be seen because, you know, whatever reason. Remember I told y'all that? I said, I already see y'all in LA. I already see y'all on film. That's, I'm not going to say the word, but God is doing a thing. God. Man, I love those words that when it comes to fruition and you still here to see it, amen. He's a timely guy. He's an instant guy. Amen. He can do it. And
that quick. Amen. So I'm excited about it. I'm gonna pray to God and ask Him what role I play in that part, in, you know, the next level. Once we know what's going on. But I tell you what, PR, interviews, field production, whatever I can do. You know, I kind of want to be like the intern that you once was. I don't know where this, you know, where my podcast is going. I know where my heart wants it to go. I want to continue to build on other people. I want to continue to push other people to another level. I want to celebrate them to where they don't give up. Because I think that we all have a brand. We all have an idea. We all have a business. And once you say that to me, I'm going to push you to do it. I want to see you succeed just like you did me. So I guess it's just paying it forward. Amen. Some conversations that me and Ajene always have. She like, pay it forward. Give somebody a smile. Give somebody a heartwarm gift. You know, a surprise gift, which she has given me. Amen. So many times before. I'm definitely to all our kingdom brothers and sisters who are listening. That is the challenge from Poetic Lace. This is the artist, y'all. This is the artistry side that we're talking about. So anybody who has any kind of talent or any kind of desires to be a part of what's next, please click on to poeticlace.com bio and go through his bio. Find out who the brother is. Find out his because you can't be a part of something you don't even know the start of it. Listen to the music. Listen to his message and see where we can fit in as a family to catapult what has already been to take it to the next level. And of course, we are not looking for the industry to make this brother big. We ain't looking for money. We looking for the ways that Yahweh will take our people to the next level of knowledge in Him. And with that, He says that if you seek Him, all those things shall be added. So we're not worried about the riches and the glories and all of that stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Some of these things, the Bible says that the riches of the wicked are laid up for the just. So how we go get it? Amen. We got to go get it. So glory to God. I got your back. I'm with you, bro. Before we get out of here, I do want to shout out my girl, Coca B Shoes. Y'all go get a pair. It's a good staple piece for some of those who celebrate and go out and, you know, have a good time. On date night, it's a sexy heel. It's a chunky heel. We got stilettos. We got boots. We got heels. Coca B is a bad sister. We will see her in the next year. She's my first interview of 2023. So, y'all stay tuned for all that is in store for 3-Core Bond. I love you to life. Thank you for joining me. Poetic Lace, the artist, y'all. Come on. Amen. And with that being said, stay tuned for what is next. This is a special song to me that I added on here because he believed in the promise. He believed in what God said, and he made it happen. So I love y'all. Come back and see me next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, 3-Core Bond. Love y'all.
Yeah, I keep dreaming, pressure's on and I wanna quit, but I keep dreaming. Yeah, I keep dreaming. See, I keep dreaming, eyes open, I'm wide awake, but I keep dreaming. Yeah, I keep dreaming. Said I keep dreaming. Yeah, I keep dreaming. I keep dreaming, eyes open, I'm wide awake, pressure's on and I wanna quit.
All right. All right. Love y'all to life.
Love you too.